Hi everyone, my name is Victoria.
And my name is Monica.
And welcome to the Little Lits podcast.
This is a podcast especially for kids under the age of 12 where they talk about real life issues.
So we want to give kids an opportunity to talk about things that really matter to them, and we're making sure kids' voices get heard.
Get more information about the work we do at www.littleliterature.com.
Again, that's www.littleliterature.com. So, stay tuned for the next episode
and we'll be right back. Happy New Year! Hi guys, we're back for season two.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to 2020.
We are back with season two. Things have switched up a bit.
Yeah, different setup. Well, slightly different setup. Still going to have episodes featuring kids under the age of 12, well, 12 and under, but
we won't be releasing weekly. We will also get an adult response to the kids' views. They will educate us on the topics that we've discussed.
Yeah, so we'll be dropping fortnightly episodes from kids, and then in the week in between, we'll have an adult response to what they had to say.
So let's get into this week's topic of
bullying
or anti-bullying.
Oh yeah, yeah, bullying. Okay.
Yeah, we're not
pro-bullying.
We're not advocates for bullying. So let's anti-bullying.
Oh dear, yeah, anti-bullying.
I feel like bullying. So it's such a broad. What someone might call as I was telling the truth or.
Oh, joking around.
Yeah, another person like, no, that's bullying. So it's just,
yeah,
it's one of those ones where someone be like, oh, I don't think that was bullying, that was them just saying how they felt, or but the delivery was harsh, or it was done in a mean way.
Yeah, I get what you mean. We've had discussions like that with adult friends that we've got, but it was interesting to hear what the kids thought that bullying was.
So, the first question was, what is bullying?
My name is Aiden Krishna and I am 9 years old, and I am, this is, might be a bit complicated, but I'm 3/4 Indian and 1/4 English. Well, bullying is when another child, it doesn't always have to be physically, but another child can hurt another child in with words or physically. Like, if they're two children and one child doesn't really know the other child and is just carrying on with life, and the other child, for some reason, just wants to kind of hit that child or make him sad, So that's what I mean by no reason.
What did your kids say?
A lot of their answers were similar in the sense that they said it's like when you're mean to someone, when you single out a person and you're constantly on that person's back, like you go out your way to be mean, unkind,
yeah,
hurt their feelings on purpose.
Yeah. I asked for kids to give me examples. And some of the things they said were around like leaving people alone on purpose, not playing with them, that sort of thing. Not sharing was another one. Yeah.
Does bullying have to be continuous? Is it a one-off occasion?
So.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, it's a continuous. Because we all say mean things in the heat of the moment or just in general.
Mm.
But I feel like when you go about your way to pinpoint someone, yeah, continually hurt their feelings, do mean things that you know they don't like, that's when it becomes a problem.
Then you're a bully.
Again, I'm not pro bullying, but I feel like it's a choice. Like, if I don't want to play with you, it's a personal choice. No,
this is the thing though, I feel like as adults we tell children that they have to share, they have to be nice, they have to do all of these different things, but we don't necessarily uphold the same standards. And if I said that I don't want to be friends with a certain group of people, I have that right as an adult to just not be friends with them. Whereas when you're a kid and you're in school, I feel like we kind of, if you're not nice to everybody in your class, or if you don't agree with everyone in your class, then you're almost singled out for not being nice. So are we bullying adults into liking kids?
this is the thing. As you were saying that, I was just thinking, well, you can't tell me as an adult who I need to be. Do you get what I mean? Like, if I don't want to play with you, or I'm not playing. Like,
but we do that to kids.
It's true. Like, are we then? Like you said, do we bully kids into being friends with other kids they don't want to be with? That's actually a good point. But then you get those bold kids that I'd be like, I don't care if she doesn't invite me to her party. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm not her friend.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, be nice. But then it's their truth. They don't like her. So do you know what I mean? Like, again, I'm not an advocate.
This is not how the episode is supposed to go. I'm not
an advocate for bullying, but we preach kids could have a voice and all these things. But then when they tell us, like, I blatantly don't want to play with
so-and-so,
why do we then be like, oh, no, but come on, like, you know, but they've said their piece, they don't want to play with. I suppose it's the delivery.
Yeah.
It's how it's said.
Is it just about what you say, or is it also about what you do? Because the kids that I spoke to mentioned a lot of physical things. So pushing people, hitting people, pulling people's hair.
No, that's never cool. That's not okay.
What else did you ask the kids?
Why do you think people get bullied?
Oh.
Can you tell me your name?
Gabby.
How old are you, Gabby?
I am 8.
Why do you think people get bullied?
If somebody feels like they're better than somebody, they'll bully the person saying like they're a loser or like they're worse than somebody.
Have you ever been bullied before?
Yes.
How did that make you feel?
It made me feel really sad and upset.
And how? What helped you when you felt like you were being bullied?
My cousin.
Some of the responses were interesting.
Yeah, some were like, well, that person is a bully themselves, so that's why other people bully them. Or they're naturally not nice, so people then are not nice back to them.
Yeah.
But they then don't like it.
I had one child that said, if you can't take it, don't give it. And I was like, clearly your parents have told you that, or someone older than you has told you that. But yeah, she was a firm believer in that. And she was just like, yeah, lots of the time people are just mean because people are mean to them, but you're also mean. So if you can't take it, don't give it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, very much sounds like something that said at home.
Yeah.
And another child was like, sometimes people get bullied when they think you're weak. And I was just like,
Did they explain or expand?
They were like, well, when people think like you're small or you won't do anything back, they tend to pick on you because they know they can.
Yeah. Okay.
Another question that was asked, have you ever been bullied? Some were like, no, but I have had my feelings hurt or kids not be nice to me. So it was interesting how they said no, but then they then were like, I've had not nice things done to me. But it was like they didn't want to associate that with bullying or being bullied.
Mm. Does that go back to the whole view that bullying happens to people that are weak, though?
Yeah, so I got the sense that they associated being bullied as like, you're a victim.
Mm.
That's what came to mind straight away, because it was like, no, but people have done not nice things to me. But then you described that earlier on as bullying, but
but you don't want to attribute it to yourself.
Yeah, so it was just interesting, and it just made me think, like, why is that? How do you then perceive yourself if you feel like you've been bullied?
Yeah.
Well, I've been bullied myself, and I used to live in Chennai in India, and there's this boy who would, like, every day he would bully me. And it was really, like, not comfortable because I would always have to be very careful. And the thing about me is that I'm not very, like, I'm not a rough person, so I don't try and hit someone back. But now I'm a bit more rough, but then if someone punched me, I wouldn't punch them back. Well, usually people bully me because they kind of see that I'm not very rough, and I don't try to hit people or push people. So bullies always try to look for weak people and to look for people to bully that can't really fight back.
Do you think you're weak?
I don't think I'm weak exactly, but I think when I try to fight back, when I do, I think I try my best, but somehow I feel like I don't believe in myself, and if I did believe in myself, I could do much better. Mm. Because the boy who, the 11-year-old who, like, hit me and punched me, his father separated when he was very young, and he's very angry with that, and he's not nice to his parents. So he's also very sad, and that's why he bullies.
Like, I feel like we've all been bullied in some way, shape, or form. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
When banter goes too far.
100% when banter goes too far. And even in, like, adult life, there's certain things that you're bullied or pressured, like, somewhat bullied into doing, but you're just like, I don't really want to do this, but
I'll do it just, you know, to keep the peace.
Yeah, just get you off my back. Like, I'll just do it anyway.
Hmm.
A good question that I asked, or that was asked, was what can you do if you think someone might be bullying, might be getting bullied? And one response that I thought was really sweet, one child was like, I can talk to my brother and my cousins, we're really close,
yeah,
and they have my back and they understand me.
I remember
that. And I feel like if I can't talk to anyone else, I can go to them.
Yeah, that was sweet.
That was like a nice,
it wasn't the typical response.
Yeah, normally you would get, tell the teacher, tell my mom.
That's what I got.
But then it was very much like, oh, I'm glad you have those people that you feel like you can go and confide in and talk to, and you have a support system.
But I managed to run up to their parents, but like, what, it didn't really hurt them. But then when my mother was speaking to them, they said Aiden Krishna scratched us, but and made it like it really hurt and things like that.
But really, you were saying you're defending yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
What can you do if you think someone is getting bullied?
Tell a teacher or tell the person that's bullying them not to do it, or stand up for them.
My parents? Well, I guess talk to myself. Like,
in what way?
In, like, when I'm sleeping, I kind of think about what I should do. And ask different parts of my body, what should I do? And also, there's another time where I got bullied quite recently, and two kids, one, they're both 11 years old, and I'm only 9, and they hit me, punched me, and I for a long time, I felt very sad, and I also tried to make myself feel good in different ways.
So, parents, kids, have any of you guys been bullied before?
Mm-hmm. What did you do if you were being bullied?
How did it make you feel?
Yeah. I think it will be interesting to hear from other kids what their responses are and how other kids can build coping mechanisms and actually utilize their network. The response that you got was really, really cool in terms of having a wider support network. But I'd like to see what other kids are tapping into and what they're doing as well.
Well, first they should say stop it to the other person. And if that person doesn't stop, then try that again. If they don't do that the second time, then you have to fight back.
Yeah, I know some kids that feel like they can't freely express themselves with words, they tend to write. Do you have a diary? Do you keep a journal?
Yeah,
let us know your views on bullying, anti-bullying. Who's your support system? Can you talk to your parents if you feel like you're getting bullied? And parents, be honest, do you have that mindset attitude that if this person hits you, hit them back? Do we still do? Are we still saying that? It was said to me. Yeah. Are we parents? Are we still saying that? Like, if such and such hits you, hit them back.
Well, if you're being bullied, always try not to hurt the other person. Try to not hurt them as much as you can, because if you hurt them, they'll just like kind of fight with you even more, and they'll hurt you more. So always try not to be physical and with words as well.
So what should they be doing?
So, you can, if you're lucky, then you can run and tell your parents or their parents. And if you can't do that, then you have to fight back. But when you fight back, don't fight back in a way that it will really hurt them. Make it hurt enough for them to not try and hurt you. Well, if you've ever bullied someone, just remember that you always have a second chance. And if you have bullied, then just remember that you only have one life and enjoy that life.
Okay, so guys, keep the conversation going. You can find us at littlelits_ or use the hashtag littlelitspodcast, and you'll be able to find out more about what we've spoken about. Get involved, join the convo, guys.
Peace out.
Thanks to all of you for listening to this episode, and a special thanks to all of the amazing children that were involved this week. As mentioned, Little Lits Podcast is brought to you by Little Literatures. This organisation is dedicated to promoting stories with kids, voices of kids, and learning for kids. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you on another episode.